Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 28th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 19 to 21. Fighting our common enemy together. We read in the first book of Chronicles chapter 19 verses 10 to 13 like this. When Joab saw that the battle line was against him before and behind, he chose some of Israel's best and put them in battle array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he put under the command of Abishai, his brother, and they set themselves in battle array against the people of Amnon. Then he said, "If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me. But if the people of Amnon are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be of good courage, and let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight." In 1 Chronicles chapter 19 verses 1 to 9, the people of Amnon hired Syrian mercenaries to fight against King David and the people of Israel. Joab, the commander of the Israelite army, goes out to fight against the dual forces of the Syrians and the Ammonites. It is interesting to note the battle strategy that Joab laid out to his brother Abishai, who commanded the other regiment. Joab and his mighty men would fight against the Syrians, while Abishai and his mighty men would fight against the Ammonites. In the event that one regiment faced a stronger enemy, the other regiment would provide them assistance. Moreover, they would put their trust in the God of Israel, who would help them to win the battle, as they would make themselves strong for the people of Israel and for the land that God had provided for them through his covenant. During the battle, the Syrians first fled before Joab and his army, and as a result, Ammonites also fled before Abishai and his army. Finally, King David came with his mighty forces and defeated the Syrians into total submission, that they made peace with David and became his servants. It was a great victory for King David and the people of Israel. There is a spiritual application through this incident for us today. We are also fighting the good fight of faith against a common enemy, who is Satan and his forces of darkness. As children of God, we all belong to the family of God, where God is our Heavenly Father. Together, we are the body of Christ as well. So how do we fight our common enemy, since we are so linked together? 1. By staying united with each other. 2. By being of same mind with each other. 3. By keeping peace and harmony with one another. 4. By bearing the burdens of one another during times of need. 5. By edifying, exhorting, and comforting one another through our spiritual gifts. And 6. By praying and interceding for one another. Let us help each other sincerely in fighting this battle of faith until our Lord Jesus Christ will one day come and defeat our enemy once and for all. We read in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses."